We have a situation of one who is at table with Jesus, who's eating with him, saying, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is there in their midst. Jesus is there at the table. God is in their midst. The one they have been waiting for, the Messiah, is there in their midst. He is reconciling, he is healing, he is proclaiming truth and wisdom and understanding, freedom to captives, sight to the blind. And they don't see him. I mean, they see him, but they don't see him. They don't recognize that the kingdom is truly at hand. They are looking for another day, another fulfillment, sometime in the future. And they have missed this moment. I need to go and examine a field. I need to evaluate the yoke of oxen. Evaluation, examination. And then one guy just got married, so he's like, "Sorry, I'm on my honeymoon, still excused." Where do we put our hope, my brothers and sisters? Where do we put our trust? In the land? In our work? In what we have? Things? Our relationships, our children, our home. None of these things matter to the kingdom of God. None of them matter in comparison to the kingdom of God. We are a people of objective truth. And yet it seems that that which is created good. Oxen are good. Marriage is good. Land is good. But it's not as good as the kingdom of God. And so it is a matter of relationship, comparison, understanding. An easy thing for a priest to do would be to compare attendance at Mass to the parable story that Jesus says today. How many things are so much more important? I remember when I was in St. Patrick's out in Western Wyandotte County, early on in my ordination, early on in my priestly life, watching a family, a father, a son, a mother, a daughter, get out of their vehicle, begin walking towards the church, when another vehicle pulled up and the dad and the son jumped in that vehicle and they were all in their chief's gear, while the mom and the daughter went into the church, dad and son went off to watch the game with someone else. I sure hope they went to church somewhere else in the evening. I hope so. But my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is not just a celebration of Mass. It is entering into a whole new way of living and life. Everything becomes then understood through the lens of our relationship with the Lord. It's funny, the examination and the evaluation, all things like trying to understand and know the goodness of something, right? I guess you could even say experiential for the one who's newly married. But they are unable to see. In the same way, if we do not have Jesus, Lord and Savior, God made man, as the primary thing of our life, as that sticking place, as that pole within ourselves to which we cling while the whole world spins around us, if we do not have that established, we cannot understand anything in its value. It is only in that relationship with God that we can understand the value of the things around us, the relationships, the things that we possess, the things that we do. We can't understand them rightly and properly if we do not know who God is and who we are in this communion of life and love. It's math. I wish I had a chalkboard. I could show you. If you know two variables and their relationship between them, you can solve for anything in relationship to them. It's math. But if nothing is known, then nothing is known. And then we have to put the value on everything in our life. We have to put the value on the land and the oxen and the relationship and the marriage. We have to make the value of it. We have to do that. No, my brothers and sisters, that is not our job. God comes into our life so that we would know him and be known by him and enter into this life and love. From this, you can understand everything in your life. Because the truth and the value of that, then in relationship to everything else, becomes known. Blessed are we who dine in the kingdom of God. Amen.